good morning, greetings, good afternoon, whatever this may be, and when you get to listen to this, good evening. Anyway, greetings in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. This morning, this day, I would like to speak on the value of your conscience. And the outline for this is taken from Beside the Still Waters, volume 19, issue 5, September the 17th. It says, it starts with having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. That they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. You know, if we follow our conscience, there's a saying that let your conscience be your guide. And down at the bottom it says it, let your conscience be your guide, but only if it is enlightened by the Holy Spirit. I was once at a church service where a man got up and this man was talking about conscience. And he said, you can't go by your conscience. And immediately I knew that what he was saying was not correct. And I was supposed to have the main message. He had the opening. I was supposed to have the main message that morning. And now what am I going to do? Here he is paving the way for a false doctrine, false teaching. And so I prayed and I asked God to give me wisdom to speak the right thing. And I think that God answered in a very real way. And he gave me wisdom. And I said that we have to obey our conscience. We have to walk according to our conscience. It is very dangerous to disobey our conscience. However, if our conscience was trained wrong, see, conscience is something that just kind of grows in us, and the more we exercise our conscience, the stronger I believe it gets. And so if we grow up thinking that this is wrong and that's wrong, and our conscience, and then when we violate that, then our conscience says, no, you shouldn't violate that, because this is a this is good. And but you know, if our conscience was trained wrong, let's say for instance that we are trained to that driving a car is sin. Okay. Then all of a sudden we get into a car to drive in a car, and our conscience says, no, you should not be doing this. And you feel guilty because you're driving a car. That is an example of our conscience being trained wrong. Does the Bible say that we should not drive a car? Does the Bible clearly indicate that driving a car is sin? No, it doesn't. But if you're in a setting where driving a car is considered sin, maybe it is a sin to you to violate your conscience And maybe it is a sin to you to also be disobedient to your church rules that you have agreed to. So, and now all of a sudden, a person finds himself outside of that church, and it is no longer wrong to drive a car. He's not a member of that church anymore, and it's no longer wrong to drive a car. And yet, as soon as he jumps into a car behind the steering wheel, his conscience says, you shouldn't be doing this. This is wrong. Well, that's when our conscience needs to be retrained. It is very important that that we obey our conscience. But if we come to the understanding and realize that the conscience has been trained wrong, then it is important that we allow God to retrain our conscience and then walk in obedience to our conscience and to the Word of God. So it may take a while for you to be able to, if you leave the setting that you grew up in, if you leave that church where you grew up in, and where it was wrong to, drive a car, it may take a while until you can come to a place where you say, yeah, I can drive a car with a free conscience. But I would encourage you not to violate your conscience. As long as your conscience says that it is wrong for you to drive a car, then I think you should obey your conscience. And but also, at the same time, you can be asking God, train my conscience according to your rules, according to your standards. Retrain my conscience. And so if we allow God to retrain our conscience according to his standards, you know, it can be very beautiful. And God is so good at training our conscience if we just allow him to. Now, we're in a setting where our conscience is warped and is not according to God's word, you know, it can be damaging. So may God give us wisdom to know, according to God's word, what is a good conscience and what is a conscience that needs to be retrained. You know, our conscience is trained from very little. We start developing a conscience very early in life, and that conscience is trained according to, many times, it's trained according to our environment. For instance, you know, people are that grow up in a heathen, idol-worshipping atmosphere, their conscience may speak to them that they've sinned and they need to bring an animal sacrifice because they've sinned. But that conscience needs to be retrained. So, but please don't neglect, please don't try to retrain your conscience because of some individual preference. Look at the Word of God and see what the Word of God says and allow God to change your conscience. Well, I think it's time to close for this time. So God bless you as you consider the value of your conscience. Your conscience is very valuable. It will, if it's trained right, it will keep you from sin. It will keep you from, if your conscience is trained right and you learn to obey your conscience, it will keep you from sin. But if you sear your conscience and you constantly go against your conscience, then finally, your conscience won't speak loud enough for you to hear. So learn to obey your conscience. Learn to have your conscience trained by the Word of God. So I hope that makes sense this morning. God bless you. And let us quickly have a word of prayer here before we close. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for your blessings, for your grace. And I do thank you for our conscience. And I pray that each one of us may have our conscience trained according to the Word of God. And Father, this morning we just commit this into your hand and trust that you will have your way as we submit and commit our lives to you. So we ask this in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen.